感谢主，这是一首非常好的诗歌。
We thank the Lord, this is a very wonderful hymn.
作诗的弟兄，他不仅认识十字架的道路。
The brother who wrote it not only knows the way of the cross.
他更是一个认识恩典机会的一个人。
He also knows the opportunities of grace.
他也知道在他还有限的日子里，要抓住这恩典的机会来跟随主走这荣耀的道路。
He knows that he must grab a hold of the opportunity so that he could walk the way of glory.
等会儿如果还有时间，我们能够再有机会再唱这样的，再次唱这首诗歌。
Later, if we still have time, we will sing this hymn again.
我们早晨先读几处的经文。
Let us read a few passages of scripture.
请打开新约圣经马太福音。
Please turn to the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
我们要读马太福音第六章，从第九节读到第十三节。
We will read Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13.
马太福音第六章第九节，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
第二处圣经要读的是在希伯来书。
The next passage is in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
我们要从第六节读到第十节。
We will read verses 6 through 10.
希伯来书第二章第六节，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Hebrews 2 verse 6, But one has testified somewhere saying, What is man that you remember him, or the son of man that you are concerned about him? You have made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and have appointed him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him.But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
下一处我们请翻到腓立比书第二章。
The next passage, shall we turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 2?
腓立比书第二章，我们要从第五节读到第十一节。
Philippians, chapter 2, we will read verses 5 through 11.
这是我们都比较熟悉的一段经文。
We are all familiar with this passage.
腓立比书第二章第五节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服， 以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians 2 verse 5. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
好，我们最后一处要读哥罗西书。
Lastly, we will turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们要读第二十七节。
We will read verse 27.
这一节我们要读两遍。
We will read it twice.
第二遍我们要读他们，我要读成我们。
And at the very last part of the verse, when it says you, we will say we.
好，哥罗西书第一章二十七节，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
我再读一次，神愿意叫我们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在我们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，你实在是恩待了我们这些蒙恩的罪人。
You have given such grace to sinners as us.
主，你不仅借着你的血洗净了我们。
Not only have you washed us with your precious blood,
你借着你的身体为我们开了这条又新又活的路。
But through your body, you have opened up this new and living way.
主，叫我们能够坦然无惧来到荣耀父神面前。
So that we can boldly come before the glorious Father.
得恩惠蒙连续，做我们随时的帮助。
To receive grace and truth and help at any time.
主，我们更需要感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
所以你要我们知道基督在我们心里成了我们有荣耀的盼望。
Because you want us to know that Christ in us is the hope of glory.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。
Because the kingdom, power, and glory is yours forever until eternity.
主，我们仰望你继续用你的恩典来保守我们。
Lord, we look to you that in your grace you would watch over us.
求圣灵带领我们进入这一切真理的实际。
May the Holy Spirit lead us into the reality of all truth.
主，叫你在你的教会中，在我们每一个蒙恩的人身上。
So that in your church, upon all of us who have received grace.
主，叫我们来见证国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
That we can all testify that the kingdom, the power and glory all are yours.
愿荣耀归给父神。
May all glory be to the Father.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
早晨的负担就是在刚刚所读的希伯来书第二章那里的一句话。
The burden I have this morning is in the passage that we just read in Hebrews.
就是那得着尊贵荣耀为冠冕的耶稣，他要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
That our Lord Jesus who had received the crown of glory, that he will bring many sons into glory.
这个负担是在上一个周末在西海岸基督徒聚会当中弟兄们所释放的信息。
And this was the message that was given by the brothers at the West Coast Christian Conference last week.
从弟兄们的信息当中我所一点的领受，盼望早晨能够和弟兄姐妹一同的来分享。
And from their messages, for a little bit of what I have received, I'd like to share with everyone.
在今年的西岸特会当中，特会的主题就是我们刚刚所读的马太福音第六章那里主耶稣教导我们祷告的内容的最末了。
And the theme is what the Lord Jesus taught us in our prayer, the very end of that prayer.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
我们感谢主，在上个主日，我们年长弟兄已经和弟兄姐妹们交通到关于国度的事情。
We thank the Lord that last weekend our elderly brother had already shared with us a matter of the kingdom.
就我们看见这国度的真实的显现，乃是当主耶稣基督再回来的时候。
That the true appearing of our Lord Jesus, that is when He comes.
就叫地上世上的国要成为我主并我主耶稣基督的国。
That the earthly kingdom will also become the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
他要做王直到永远。
And He will be king forever.
但是今天我们蒙恩的人已经能够来见证这件事。
But for us who have already been saved, we can testify of this matter.
我们用我们的生活来见证国度是属于他的。
We use our lives to testify that the kingdom belongs to him.
乃是借着让神在我们身上，在我们生活当中，他来做王掌权。
That through our daily life, in all the things that happen to us, that he may be king and reign.
这是神给我们极大的恩典。
This is such great grace that God has given to us.
所以在这一段主耶稣教导门徒们祷告的内容。
In the content of the prayer, of the Lord's prayer for us.
一开始的三句都是我们非常熟悉的。
The first three phrases we're very familiar with.
甚至于在我们当中的孩子们可能从五岁他们就能够背这一段的主导文。
Even the children among us, even as young as age 5, they are able to memorize these phrases.
在这里我们看见主耶稣教导门徒说你们祷告的时候要说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And so the Lord teaches us, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这也是常常我们祷告的一个部分。
This is a portion of our prayers often.
但是很可惜的一件事情。
However, sadly,
这虽然是我们祷告的内容。
Even though this is the content of our prayers.
这也可能是我们祷告真实的一个愿望。
And this may be a true desire of our prayers.
然后很多时候这却不是我们生活当中的实际。
But often it is not a reality of our daily lives.
所以借着这一段的主导文提醒我们一件事情。
And so through this passage of the Lord's Prayer, it teaches us.
就盼望这样的愿望能够在我们蒙恩的人身上成为一个真实的事情。
That this desire needs to become a real thing in us.
就是人能够从我们生活当中能够归神的名为圣。
And so that people around us, they can say that the Lord's name is holy.
他们也能够亲眼目睹神的国在我们身上。
And that they can see with their own eyes that God's kingdom is in us.
他们也能够看见神的旨意行在我们身上如同行在天上一样毫无拦阻。
And that God's will is done on us, in us, just as it is in heaven.
所以我们时常虽然有这样的愿望。
Even though often we have this desire.
但是我们许多时候祷告的内容却着重在接下来的这几句。
However, oftentimes the content of our prayers are the following phrases.
很多时候我们顾虑到我们的日常的生活需要。
We are still mindful of our own needs.
我们也想到我们对人的亏欠。
And we are thinking about our own debts to others.
我们更是常常活在仇敌的试探和引诱的里头。
And oftentimes we're still living in the temptation that the evil one gives us.
所以我们常常祷告的时候都求主来救我们脱离试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And so oftentimes we're praying that the Lord would deliver us from evil.
无论是工作的难处，无论是身体的难处。
Whether difficulties at work or in our health.
不知不觉就成为我们祷告内容的最主要的部分。
Without knowing, this becomes the main focus of our prayers.
这些都是需要的。
All of this we need.
这些也都是我们天父所愿意我们向他祈求的。
And our Heavenly Father, He does allow us to request Him in this way.
但这个祷告的最末了告诉我们因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
But at the very end of the prayer, it says, For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
直到永远。
Forever.
所以我们看见今天主所更盼望我们所祷告的。
So today, what the Lord desires even more in our prayers.
还有在我们生活当中所彰显的见证。
And the testimony that we display out of our lives.
乃是为着他的国度，为着他的权柄和他的荣耀。来做见证，来祷告。
Is truly to testify for His kingdom, His power, and His glory in our prayers.
这应该是我们蒙恩基督徒在地上生活的最主要的目的。
This ought to be the main purpose of why we live.
这是神所给我们的托付。
And this is His entrustment towards us.
所以盼望当我们在思想这段经文的时候。
So while we are meditating upon this passage.
盼望这一段的祷告的内容 不再只是我们嘴口里所传讲的。
May the content of this prayer not remain only the words that we speak.
也不单单是我们心里面所愿望的。
And not only just the desire of our heart.
盼望靠着主的恩典，我们能够进入这真理的实际。
But through His grace that we can enter into the truth and the reality.
借着我们的生活，我们来见证，我们来证实国度、权柄、荣耀全是神的，直到永远。
That through our daily lives we can witness and testify that truly His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来思想关于进入这荣耀的道路。
So this morning I'd like to meditate together with brothers and sisters the way into glory.
我刚刚已经提到神拯救我们的心意乃是要带领许多儿子进到荣耀里。
I have already mentioned that God's desire, His will is to bring many sons into glory.
我心里面在主面前实在是有一个祷告。
And I truly have this prayer before the Lord.
盼望今天早晨在我们中间的每一个人。
That among us, every single person here.
我们能够从一个不准确的观念里头能够被拯救出来。
That we can be saved out of an inaccurate understanding.
就是神拯救我们不单单只是叫我们不下地狱能够上天堂。
God saved us not only so that we would escape hell and go into heaven.
为着我们得着得蒙拯救能够不至灭亡反得永生能够上天堂我们实在是感谢赞美主。
For God saving us out of death and not going into, not having the wages of our sin, we really thank God for that.
虽然对我们而言我们已经是非常满足了。
To us, yes, we are very satisfied already.
我们非常感谢我们的神。
We really thank our God.
但是我们有没有想到神的心意神拯救我们的心意究竟是什么
But have we considered why God has really saved us?
我们愿不愿意叫神拯救我们的心意在我们身上在我们蒙恩人身上能够得着满足
Are we willing for God to have His heart's purpose satisfied in our lives?
所以我们知道盼望今天早晨我们能够有这样的一个改变
So we hope that this morning we would have this change
我们不仅能够明白神拯救我们的心意
Not only can we understand the reason of His salvation towards us
而是要叫我们成为他的儿子能够进到荣耀里
But that we can also like His Son enter into glory
叫荣耀归给父神
So that all glory would be given to the Father
也不仅能够有这个认识更是叫我们能够有这样的心愿愿意来叫神的心得着满足
May we not only have this understanding but may we also have the desire so that God's heart may be satisfied
在启示录那里让我们看见一件事弟兄胜过他这个他就是那试探人的撒旦
In Revelation we see that the brethren they overcome him and him he is Satan
弟兄能够胜过撒旦乃是靠着因着耶稣的血
Now the brethren are able to overcome Satan that is through the blood of our Lord Jesus
和他们所见证的道
And by the word of their testimony
今天我们如何能够胜过撒旦一切的试探和引诱呢
Today how is it that we can overcome all of the temptation and the evil one.
最重要的乃是因着羔羊的宝血。
The most important is through the blood of the lamb.
我们知道主耶稣的宝血永远有功效。
We know that the blood of the lamb is forever effective.
在信他的人身上羔羊的宝血永远是得胜。
And forever all who believe in him, that blood, it overcomes.
那弟兄们要胜过撒旦他必须还要靠着他所见证的道。
And so for the brethren to overcome, they also need the word of their testimony.
他不是靠弟兄们所传讲的道而已。
It's not only according to the word that they preach.
他也不是靠着弟兄们所知道的这些真理。
Nor according to the knowledge that they know.
弟兄们要胜过撒旦，乃是因着他们见证这个道。
In order to overcome Satan, they have to witness, testify to that word.
就在他们的生活当中，他们来证实这个实际
In their daily life, they are able to confirm that reality.
来见证国度、权柄、荣耀全是他的，直到永远。
They witness and testify that the kingdom, power, and glory is his forever.
那当我们要来认识进入荣耀的道路之前，我们先来认识什么是荣耀。
So before we come to understand the way into glory, we need to know what is glory.
我们知道在圣经，整本圣经的启示让我们看见，只有这一位独一的真神，他是荣耀的。
In the entire revelation of the Bible, we come to know that our God is a God of glory.
所以我们常看见圣经提到神的时候，乃是提到荣耀的神。
And oftentimes when God is mentioned, He is called the God of glory.
提到荣耀的时候，也提到乃是神的荣耀。
And when speaking of glory, it also says it is God's glory.
所以我们知道荣耀是神的特权。
And so glory, we know, is the rightful place of God.
荣耀是神的特质。
And it is a characteristic of God.
只有这位独一的真神，他是荣耀的。
Only this one and only God, He is a God of glory.
所以当荣耀的神向人显现的时候，
So when the God of glory appeared to man,
就像我们每一个蒙恩的人，当荣耀的神向我们显现的时候，
Just like as this God of glory appeared to each one of us who are saved by grace,
在我们身上就产生一个改变。
Upon us, we have a change.
借着这个改变就带进了神的荣耀。
And through this change, it brings us in, brings us to God's glory.
在旧约圣经当中，有简单用两个例子。
We have two simple examples from the Bible.
我们知道亚伯拉罕是被称为信心之父。
We know that Abraham is called the father of faith.
他因着信这位荣耀的神，他被神称义。
Because he had faith toward the God of glory, he was counted as righteous.
当荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
When the God of glory appeared to Abraham,
我们看见在亚伯拉罕身上就产生一个改变。
There was a change in Abraham's life.
就叫他离开了那拜偶像的乌尔之地。
He left the land of Ur, which was filled with idols.
他蒙神的带领，往神所应许他的地方。
Through God's leading, he went towards a place where God was leading him.
所以我们看见当荣耀神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
And so we know when the God of glory appeared to Abraham,
在亚伯拉罕身上就产生一个改变。
There was a change in Abraham's life.
而圣经也告诉我们，亚伯拉罕所信的神是那叫死人复活、死无变有的神。
And so we know that God, that Abraham also believed in this God who is able to resurrect the dead.
这死人复活什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be resurrected from the dead?
我们看见死人乃是让我们看见是一个最软弱的情形。
We know that death is one of the weakest conditions.
死无变有，这无是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have no change?
我们看见什么都没有，乃是一个最卑微的情形。
It is a very lowly situation.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕所信的神是这位荣耀的神。
So we know that this God that Abraham believed in was a glorious God.
他能够叫那软弱的、最卑微的人在他身上产生一个改变。
He is able to change the lowest, most humble man.
能够叫他成为万国万族的祝福。
So that he could become a blessing to all nations.
显出神的荣耀来。
And to manifest God's glory.
另外一个人就是摩西。
Another person, Moses.
我们看见当荣耀的神向摩西显现的时候，
When the God of glory appeared to Moses,
摩西就舍弃了埃及的财物和享受。
Moses left behind all of the pleasures of Egypt.
他有一个热心盼望能够来为主成就主的事。
He had a desire to do the work of God.
就看见他的以色列人，他的以色列的同胞在埃及那里为奴。
He saw his people in Egypt that they were all servants.
他就一不小心就打死了一个埃及人。
And on accident he slayed an Egyptian.
然后就跑到了旷野里头。
And so he ran into the wilderness.
在旷野里头40年的时间。
And in the wilderness he was there 40 years.
我们看见这位埃及的王子。
This Egyptian prince.
他虽然学着了，得着了一切埃及的学问。
Even though he had obtained all the learnings of Egypt.
但是在旷野的40年当中，他变成了一个牧羊人。
But in the wilderness for 40 years he became a shepherd.
他原来天然所有的学问和才能完全都没有了。
All the natural learnings and academics he no longer had.
当荣耀的神在旷野里头向摩西显现，借着火荆棘的火焰向摩西显现的时候，
As the God of glory appeared to him through a thorn bush.
那时候摩西已经年纪老迈，80岁。
Moses was already elderly. He was 80 years old.
他已经忘记了所有埃及曾经所学到的学问和口才。
He had already forgotten all of the learnings and eloquence of Egypt.
当神要使用摩西去向法老来成就神拯救他百姓的事。
And so when God wanted Moses to go and speak to Pharaoh regarding his people,
摩西看见自己的身上如同好像什么都不会，什么都没有的一个人。
Moses looked at himself as if he did not know anything and did not have anything.
但是感谢主，当荣耀的神向摩西显现的时候，
But thank the Lord, when the God of glory appeared to Moses,
摩西就成为神的出口。
Moses became the mouthpiece of God.
这位在人看来已经没有用的摩西也成为神手中能力的杖。
In the eyes of man, Moses was useless, but he became the staff in God's hand.
当摩西他在里头，他在那里倚靠神、顺服神的时候，
And so when Moses, when he was relying and trusting in God,
我们看见他手中的杖就如同是神的杖一样。
That staff in his hand was just like God's staff.
在那里彰显出神的大能。
And it was able to manifest God's great power.
彰显出神的荣耀。
And manifest God's glory.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要真实来经历荣耀的神来向我们再一次的显现。
So brothers and sisters, we need to experience the God of glory appearing to us.
好叫神在我们身上能够产生一个更真实的改变。
So that God can create an even deeper change in us.
叫我们不单单成为一个蒙恩在父家中的一个儿女。
so that we would not remain only as a child saved by grace in his house.
叫神荣耀的工作能够成就在我们蒙恩的人身上。
But we want God's glory to be completed in us.
叫我们的生命能够长成儿子一样。
So that our lives may mature as a son.
能够进到那荣耀里。
So that we can enter into glory.
这还不是为着我们。
This is not for us.
而是为着神拯救我们的心意。
But it is God's will in saving us.
乃是为着主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血舍命的心意。
It is his desire as he bled and died for us upon the cross.
那究竟荣耀是什么呢？
So again, what is glory?
啊，年长弟兄在西安特会当中简单的从用三个方面来告诉我们。
Our elderly brother in the conference used three different ways to explain it to us.
荣耀乃是神的所事。
Glory is what God is.
就神的性情。
It is His character.
神的性格。
His nature.
但他的性格和性情不单单只是我们一个客观的一个认识。
His character and nature not only is to remain our objective
understanding. 虽然我们知道神是圣洁，是公义。
Yes, we know God is righteous. He is holy.
神是慈爱，是怜悯。
And He is loving. He is merciful.
神是真实的神。
He is a true God.
在他毫无黑暗。
And there is no darkness in Him.
但是神的荣耀还不单单只是显在他的性情。
However, God's glory is not only in His nature.
神乃是要把他这些荣耀的性情制作在我们蒙恩的人身上。
He wants to create this nature into us who have been
saved by grace. 成为我们的性格。
To become our character.
好叫神的荣耀能够在我们身上彰显出来。
So that God's glory can be manifested from us.
好叫神的性情能够借着我们的生活发表出来。
So that God's nature can be shown from our daily lives.
神的荣耀也是神的作为。
God's glory is also what He does.
我们看见不仅在旧造里头，神的创造显出神的荣耀来。
Not only in the old creation, we also see that it shows God's glory.
在诗篇十九篇告诉我们，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
In Psalm 19, it says the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
我们看见在神第一次创造里头。满了神的荣耀。
We know that in the first creation, it was full of God's glory.
有弟兄告诉我们，这次特会完了，到啊那个 Oregon 那个海岸线去那里啊欣赏这个山和海的时候。
Some brethren told us that when they went to the Oregon beach after the conference to enjoy of the sand.
在弟兄心里头就产生一个主观的认识。
So now they have this subjective understanding.
认识到神的创造实在是显出神的荣耀。
That the creation, it explains and it declares God's glory.
那神的荣耀在他的创造作为当中还不仅如此。
And in God's creation, it's not only that we see His glory.
神更是要借着他新造，在新造的里头来显出神更丰盛的荣耀。
But He wants to show the fullness of His glory through His new creation.
在以弗所书第一章第六节告诉我们。
In Ephesians 1:6, it tells us,
他说使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
To the praise of the glory of His grace.
这荣耀，神的荣耀要显在他的恩典里头。
And His grace is going to show us His glory.
这恩典的荣耀就是借着主耶稣基督成就在我们身上。
This glorious grace is through Christ who is in us.
是神的恩典叫我们能够与神的荣耀有份。
His grace is allowing us to have a portion in His glory.
是神这丰盛的恩典把我们带进他的荣耀里头。
This abundant grace brings us into His glory.
今天神要做一件更大更荣耀的事情。
And so today God is doing a greater, more glorious work.
就在我们这些蒙他恩典的人身上。
That is for us who have received His grace.
他显出他更丰盛的荣耀。
He wants to manifest a more abundant glory.
他在我们这些蒙他恩典的人身上。
For us who have received His grace.
叫他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
He wants to bring us to the praise of the glory of His grace.
第三方面，荣耀乃是显在神心意满足。
Thirdly, His glory is shown in His will or desire.
就当神心意得到满足的时候。
That when God's heart is satisfied.
当神的旨意得到成就的时候。
When His will is accomplished.
神的荣耀就彰显出来。
Then His glory will be shown.
无论是在旧约的会幕。
Whether in the Old Testament tabernacle.
还有按着神所指示的样式所造的圣殿。
And also in the temple that He had, designed.
我们看见当会幕建好的时候。
We know that after the tabernacle was built,
乃是照着神在山上所指示的样式所建造起来。
And it was after the pattern on the mount that He had shown.
还有当圣殿建好的时候。
And we also know that after the temple was built,
我们看见神的心意得到满足。
We see that God's heart was satisfied.
我们看见神的荣耀就充满了会幕，也充满了圣殿。
We see that God's glory filled the tabernacle and filled the temple.
但那个荣耀，神的荣耀还不仅显在那里而已。
And God's glory did not only manifest itself there.
当神的独生爱子主耶稣基督来到地上的时候。
When God's only beloved son, Jesus, came to earth,
他更是把那充满的恩典、充满的荣耀带到地上来。
He was full of grace and glory, came to earth.
神的心意完全的在神儿子身上得着了满足。
God's heart was fully satisfied in his son.
所以神不止一次的在主耶稣身上来显出他那丰盛的荣耀来。
So not only that one time, Jesus manifested all of God's glory.
因为我们主耶稣基督是神心意最高最大的满足。
But because he is the highest climax of God's heart, which satisfies him.
只有主耶稣基督是我们父神唯一的满足。
We can say that our Lord Jesus is the only satisfaction of our Father's heart.
所以我们看见神本性一切的丰盛和荣耀都借着基督发表出来。
So we see that all the nature and all the glory and grace is manifested in our Lord Jesus.
在今天神的心意还要在我们身上得着满足。
And now God's heart also wants to be satisfied through us.
就是要在他所救赎的荣耀的教会。
And that is in the church.
就是基督的身体。
That is Christ's body.
神要把他丰盛的荣耀完完全全的彰显在宇宙中间。
He wants to manifest all of his glory in this creation.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So that the praise of his grace would be glorified.
那我们看见荣耀原本就是属于神的。
And we know that all glory, it originally belongs to God.
那为什么今天神要来做这恢复他荣耀的工作呢？
Now why is it that God wants to do this recovery of his glory?
我们知道在神第一次创造的时候满了他的荣耀。
We know that when God first made creation, it was filled with his glory.
但是不知道在什么时候在神所创造的荣耀的里头产生了一个改变。
But at one point in time, there was a change in his glorious creation.
就是那荣耀的天使长他突然间在他里头产生了一个变化。
That is to say that the archangel, he had a change in him.
我们如何能够来认识到在他身上所发生的这个变化呢？
How can we understand what change occurred in him?
在旧约以西结书28章那边叫我们看见。
In the Old Testament, in Ezekiel chapter 28,
这位天使长他是全然美丽。
That the archangel was altogether beautiful.
当神造他的时候是无所不备，神把一切的把许多的尊贵，把许多的美丽、智慧都创造在他的身上。
When God created him, he was perfect. He was all full of wisdom and understanding and beauty.
神的话说，他乃是那位瘦高遮蔽约柜的基路伯。
And God, in His Word, it says that He was the one who covered He was like the cherubim which covers the ark.
他在受造里头可以说是最尊贵、最荣耀的那一位。
In all of creation, He was the most glorious one.
可在以赛亚书第14章那边让我们看见它里头的一个变化。
However, in Isaiah 14, we see what change occurred inside of him.
在那里说，主的话说，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落。
In Isaiah 14, it says, O star of the morning, son of the dawn, you have fallen.
我们看见这位荣耀的天使长从荣耀神的面前堕落了。
We see that the glorious archangel fell from where he was before God.
还是因为在他心里头产生一个变化。
Because there was a change in his heart.
他不知不觉中看见自己的能力和自己的荣美。
Not only did he see his own ability and his own beauty.
他心里面就这样子说，我要升到天上。
But in his heart, he said, I will ascend to heaven.
他说，我要高举我的宝座。
He said,
在神的众星之上。
He said, I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
他说，我要坐在聚会的山上。
And I will sit on the mount of assembly.
要在北方的极处。
In the recesses of the north.
他说我要升高到高云之上。
He said I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
最后他把他里头的骄傲完全倾倒出来说，我要与至高者同等。
And he poured out all the pride of his heart saying, I will make myself like the Most High.
我们看见这位荣美的天使长。
We see this glorious archangel.
他因着他里头的骄傲。
Through the pride of inside of him.
他要来强夺神的荣耀。
He wanted to rob God of his glory.
我们看见结果他就变成了那魔鬼撒旦。
And so at the end we see that he became Satan.
我们看见虽然他所抢夺的荣耀。
And we see that even though he wanted to rob glory.
那个荣耀不过是一个暂时的。
That was only a temporary glory.
不过是虚假的。
It was only false.
他最终乃带进了阴间和死亡。
And through sin he brought in death.
所以在创世纪第一章第一节到第二节中间我们看见地就发生一个改变。
And so in Genesis 1:1 we see that there was a change upon the earth.
他说主的话说地就变得空虚混沌渊灭黑暗。
And so we see that in the beginning that the earth was formless and void and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
乃是因为这个天使长他骄傲的缘故他要抢夺至高者的荣耀。
And it is because of the pride of the archangel, he wanted to rob God of his glory.
他就成为了那黑暗里魔鬼撒旦。
And so he became Satan.
但是神如何来恢复他的荣耀呢？
So how is God going to recover his glory?
我们刚刚所读的希伯来书第二章那边告诉我们。
So previously, when we were reading Hebrews chapter 2, it tells us.
他说神要叫他所造的人呢比天使微小一点。
It says that there he wants to make man who is a little lower than the angels.
然后呢赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
To crown him with glory and honor.
然后叫万物都伏在人的脚下。
And all things are put under subjection of his feet.
所以这里我们看见一件事，这是神恢复他荣耀的工作。
So here we see that God is wanting to recover his glory.
神在起初第二次创造的时候，他就造了亚当。
And so in the second creation, God created man, Adam.
神乃是照着他的形象造了亚当。
He created Adam in the likeness of himself.
神盼望亚当能够叫万物伏在他的脚下。
God hoped that all creation would be subject under Adam's feet.
接着亚当顺服神。
And so through Adam's obedience to God,
让神在他身上做王掌权。
Allowing God to be king and reign in his life.
这位比天使微小点的人就把万物都带伏在神的脚下。
That Adam, though a little bit lower than angels, all things would be in under subjection of his feet.
但是我们知道亚当失败了。
But we know that Adam failed.
因着这个魔鬼撒旦来试探人。
Because we know that the enemy Satan came to tempt man.
就叫人看见人也想要与神同等。
We see that man also wanted to be in equality with God.
他要得着跟神一样的智慧。
He wanted to have the same wisdom as God.
他不愿意活在那个倚靠神顺服神的生命里头。
He did not want to live in the life which is in complete dependence upon God.
所以我们看见人就堕落了。
And so we see the fall of man.
但感谢主在时候满足的时候。
However, we thank God at the fullness of time.
神差遣他独生爱子我们主耶稣基督。
God sent his beloved son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他就成了那末后的亚当。
He became the last Adam.
他成了那比天使比这位天使长微小一点的人。
He became man who is a little bit lower than the angels, than the archangel.
神借着他来建立能力。
And through him, God was able to establish power.
来叫他胜过仇敌。
So that he can overcome the enemy.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
So that the enemy and all who rebel, that they would be silent.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我就借用弟兄所分享的一个表达。
So I want to use a little bit of an example that our brother had shared.
弟兄说，大人跟小孩打架。
That, if an adult and a child are to fight.
大人如果打赢了小孩。
If the adult wins over the child.
光不光荣？
Is that glorious?
我们都不觉得有什么光荣。
We find that there's no glory there.
今天这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Today we find that the creator of all heaven and earth.
主如果要来毁灭这位背叛他的撒旦。
If he wants to completely destroy Satan who rebelled against him.
一点难处都没有。
It's not difficult at all.
轻而易举。
He could say it with one breath.
神一个指头就可以叫魔鬼撒旦一下子就消失。
He could completely destroy Satan with one finger.
但如果神这样的做，神却得不着荣耀。
However, if God were to do that, God would not receive the glory.
那今天神要得着荣耀，乃是借着那比天使微小一点的人。
However, for God to gain the glory, he is going to use man who is a little lower than angels.
这也包括我们每一个蒙恩的人。
This includes all of us saved by grace.
神要在那吃奶和婴孩的口中来建立能力。
And through the mouth of infants, he will establish his strength.
神要借着我们来叫仇敌闭口无言。
And so that he will silence the enemy.
所以叫我们看见当神的荣耀的工作成就的时候。
And so when we see the God of glory when he acts.
不仅这个魔鬼撒旦和背叛的天使们。
Not only Satan and all the rebellious angels.
叫神所造的万有都不得不服在神的脚前。
But all things that he has created will be under subjection of his
feet, bow
before him. 这个服
不是一个被制服，因为神有能力啊。把万有都制服了。
This is not under compulsion because God, he has power to make us all bow before him.
这个服实在是叫万有不得不佩服在神的脚前。
But all of us, we voluntarily will bow before him.
不单是因着他有能力。
It's also because he has power.
更是因着神的智慧。
But because of his wisdom.
神要借着那比天使微小的人来彰显他的荣耀。
God is going to manifest his glory through man who is a little lower than angels.
好，那我们如何能够来成就神的心意在我们身上，来叫他能够带领许多儿子进到荣耀里呢？
So how can we enter into this path of glory and be sons who will enter into glory?
我们知道主耶稣就是我们进入 荣耀的那个道那条道路。
We know that our Lord Jesus, He is the way for us to enter into glory.
我们记得在旧约的预表，无论是会幕或是圣殿。
We know the symbols in the Old Testament, whether it's the tabernacle or the temple.
他们会幕和圣殿都有三个部分。
There are three parts to the tabernacle.
有外院。
There's the outer court.
有圣所。
The inner court.
有至圣所。
And the holy of holies.
神就是在至圣所里。荣耀的神来与人相会。
And it's in the Holy of Holies that God will meet with His people.
所以至圣所是大祭司一年一次带着血才能够进去。
And that is the place, the Holy of Holies, where the high priest must bring blood to enter into once a year.
那是因为荣耀的神在至圣所里头。
And it's the God of all glory, He is in the Holy of Holies.
是有罪的人所不能亲接近的。
And man who has sinned, he cannot draw close.
所以我们看见无论在会幕和圣殿的里头，在圣所和至圣所之间有一个厚厚的幔子把圣所和至圣所隔开。
So whether the tabernacle or the temple, there is a veil which separates the inner court and the Holy of Holies.
而我们主耶稣就是那隔开圣所和至圣所的幔子。
And our Lord Jesus, He is the veil that separates the Holy of Holies and the Holy Place.
这厚厚的幔子有两面。
That very thick veil, it has two sides.
它一面是向着人。
One side, it is facing towards man.
它另一面是向着荣耀的神。
And the other side is facing towards the God of glory.
就像早晨弟兄所带领我们唱的诗歌。
The hymn that we sang that our brother led this morning.
只有我们的主耶稣，他是完全的人，他又是完全的神。
Only our Lord Jesus, He is fully God and fully man.
他能够一面像我们一样是一个人。
On one hand, on one side, He is like us, fully man.
但在他里面又有完全的神性。
But inside of Him, He is completely God as well.
在他是无罪的。
There is no sin in Him.
在他是荣耀圣洁。
He is glorious and holy.
所以他能够面对这位荣耀的神。
So He is able to face the God of glory.
主耶稣就成了这至圣所与圣所之间的这个幔子，把人与神分开。
So He is a veil which separates the holy place and the holy of holies between God and man.
但是我们感谢主。
However, we thank God.
在时候满足的时候。
At the fullness of time.
我们看见主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus was hung upon the cross.
他为着你我的罪恶过犯被挂在那里。
And for our sins and transgressions, He was hung there.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And so because of His judgment upon Him, we now have peace.
因他所流的血，叫我们一切的过犯得蒙赦。
Because of His precious blood, all of our sins can be cleansed.
所以我们看到当主耶稣在十字架上断气的时候。
So when our Jesus took his last breath.
那圣殿里的幔子，那圣所与至圣所之间的幔子就裂开了。
That veil in the temple was rent.
弟兄姐妹，当我想到这个幔子还是从上到下裂开。
When I think about how that veil was torn from the top to the bottom.
我们实在是看见是这位荣耀的神亲自的把我们的主给撕裂了。
We see that our God of our glory, He was the one who tore our Lord Jesus from top to bottom.
弟兄姐妹，不仅是我们的罪恶过犯使我们主耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, it wasn't just our sin and transgressions that our Lord Jesus hung upon the cross.
我们的主他甘心乐意上了十字架。
But our Lord voluntarily went up onto the cross.
更重要的，他乃是顺服父神的旨意。
More importantly, He completely obeyed the will of the Father.
他叫神荣耀的心意能够成就在所有蒙恩的人身上。
So that the will of the Father can be accomplished in all of us who are saved by grace.
当他背负世人所有的罪恶罪孽的时候。
And so as He bore all of the sin of the entire world.
我们看见这位荣耀的父神将他撕裂。
We see that the God of glory tore Him.
主就为借着他的身体为我们开了这一条又新又活的路。
And our Lord, through His body, opened up a new and living way for us.
让我们能够从这幔子经过。
So that we can enter through the veil.
让我们能够坦然无惧来到荣耀神的面前。
So that we can boldly come before the God of glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是需要来认识，来明白神在我们身上拯救我们的心意。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come to know and understand the purpose, the reason of why He saved us.
如果当我们认识到主所为我们成就的救恩，他是付上何等的赎价。
Once we come to know that He paid such a great price in order to redeem us.
无罪的主，他背负了所有的罪孽。
A sinless Lord bore all sin.
一切的羞辱在他身上。
And all shame upon Himself.
他甚至于要背负那与父神 暂时分开的那个痛苦。
He also had to bear that suffering of being separated from the Father.
求主实在是开启我们的心。
May the Lord open up our hearts.
让我们能够明白主这样子为我们成就了这个救恩，他的心意是如何。
So that we can understand, His desire in why He saved us.
好像我们能够答应他的呼召。
So that we may respond to His calling.
我们能够愿意让神拯救我们的心意。能够成就在我们身上。
So that we would be willing for Him to accomplish His will upon us.
所以我们知道我们的主就是我们进入荣耀的那条道路。
Now we know that our Lord, He is the way for us to enter into glory.
他就是那被撕裂的幔子。
He is the veil that was torn.
为我们开了这条路。
To open up this way.
让我们能够进到荣耀里。
So that we can enter into glory.
让我们能够让神的荣耀在我们身上得着称赞。
So now, the God of glory, He may receive all the praise.
另外一件事情就在哥罗西书一章二十七节那里告诉我们。
Another matter it tells us in Colossians chapter 1.
他说神愿意我们知道有一个奥秘乃是他在外邦人中间他要得着那丰盛的荣耀。
It says, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles.
神如何能够在我们这些蒙恩的外邦人身上得着丰盛的荣耀呢？
How is the God of glory going to receive glory among all Gentiles?
他乃是借着基督在我们心里成了那荣耀的盼望。
It is through Christ in us the hope of glory.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督不仅成了那我们能够进入荣耀的道路。
So our Lord Jesus, not only is He the way for us to enter into glory,
基督更住在我们心里头成了我们进入荣耀的那个盼望。
Jesus, because He dwells inside of us, He is our hope of glory.
不仅是那个盼望而且是那个实际。
Not only is He that hope, He is that reality.
神乃是借着基督住在我们里面来成就那荣耀的恩典。
So God, through Christ dwelling inside of us, now He can receive that glory of His grace.
所以神的话告诉我们，神乃是要带许多儿子，主乃是要带领许多儿子进到荣耀里。
So God's word tells us that He is going to bring many sons into glory.
很多时候，我们能蒙恩得救，能够成为神家的儿女，我们很高兴。
Oftentimes, for us to become children in His house, we are very happy.
在这里，主的话告诉我们，主不仅不是要带许多的孩子们进到荣耀里。
But God does not say that He wants to bring many children into glory.
今天实在是求主怜悯恩待他的教会。
May God have mercy upon His church.
许多时候，我们的光景，我们属灵生命的光景，就像孩子一样。
Oftentimes our condition, we are as infants or children.
我们实在是不能够叫神得着荣耀。
We are unable to give God for Him to gain glory.
我们实在是不配能够进到那荣耀里。
And we're not worthy to enter into that glory.
那今天是神在我们身上继续来拯救我们的工作。
So God today is continuing His work of saving us.
就叫他的儿子成形在我们身上。
So that His Son can be molded into us.
神借着各样的环境，各样的苦难，叫基督的性格一点一点的能够制作在我们身上。
Through many environments and many situations, He is constantly creating Christ in us.
那到底神要成就基督的性格在我们身上是怎么样一回事呢？
So how is He going to create Christ into us?
我们看见基督在我们里面就是那我们进入荣耀的那个盼望。
We see Christ in us, He is the hope of glory.
乃是因为在腓立比书让我们看见。
And so we see in Philippians,
主耶稣基督他本有神的形象。
That our Lord Jesus, He was God.
这个形象乃是与神的生命性情是完全相同相等的。
That very form of God, He was completely in equality with God.
但是他却不强夺神的荣耀。
However, He did not grasp equality with God.
他愿意把自己完全的倒空。
He was willing to completely empty Himself.
这位丰盛的神把自己完全倒空。
He was so abundant, and yet He was willing to completely empty Himself.
他为我们做了一个榜样。
He became our example.
乃是一个舍己的榜样。
And that is a sacrificial example.
他原本是那荣耀的神。
He originally was a glorious God.
他却成了人的样式。
And He became in the form of man.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And He took the form of a bondservant.
他降卑为人已经是非常的卑微。
Already it was very lowly for Him to humble Himself.
但是他更是取了一个奴仆的形象。
But He also took the form of a bondservant.
而且他自己卑微。全心顺服。
And He completely obeyed.
我们看见就是这位降卑的基督住在我们心里。
And so this lowly Christ, He now lives in us.
成了我们 有荣耀的盼望。
So that we can have the hope of glory.
兄弟姐妹，今天我们靠着我们自己是不可能能够进入神的荣耀里。
Brothers and sisters, it is impossible for us by ourselves to enter into glory.
唯有基督的生命在我们里面。
Only Christ's life inside of us.
唯有这位住在我们里面的基督，他能够带领我们，能够加添我们能力和恩典，叫我们进入神的荣耀里。
Only Christ who lives in us can give us the grace and glory so that we can enter.
所以这个生命乃是一个降卑的生命。
And so this is a humbling life.
这生命乃是一个倒空的生命。
This is an emptying life.
这生命是一个卑微的生命。
This is a very lowly, humble life.
这生命是一个不强夺的生命。
This is a life that does not grab.
这生命是一个完全顺服的生命。
This is a life that is entirely submissive.
我们的主就是这样子顺服。最后死在十字架上。
And so because our Lord was obedient in this way, he died upon the cross.
但我们感谢赞美主。
And so we thank and praise our Lord.
接着神的话让我们看见，所以神将他升为至高。
And so we see in God's word that God highly exalted him.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name above every name.
叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的，所有一切都因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those on earth and under the earth.
一切受造无不口称耶稣基督为主。
In all creation, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们看见主耶稣基督将荣耀归给了父神。
And here we see our Lord Jesus, he gave all glory to the Father.
所以我们主耶稣所走的道路也是今天蒙恩的人我们进入荣耀所要走的道路。
And so the path that our Lord Jesus was on is the same path that we need to walk upon.
今天主要带领许多儿子进到荣耀里。
Today, God wants to bring many sons into glory.
弟兄姐妹，十字架是我们唯一的道路。
Brothers and sisters, the cross is our only way.
除了十字架以外，没有别的道路是我们能够进到神的荣耀里。
Apart from the cross, there's no other way for us to enter into the glory of God.
除了十字架以外，没有一条道路是能够叫在我们身上能够叫神得着荣耀。
Apart from the cross, there's no other way that can give God all the glory.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，若人要跟从我，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And so our Lord Jesus tells us, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们的主在地上的日子，他乃是一直降卑，一直降卑。
We see our Lord Jesus when he was on earth, he was constantly lowering and lowering himself.
降卑到个地步，他被挂在十字架上，成为那最卑微、最软弱的人。
To the point where he was hung upon the cross, he was the weakest and lowest person.
但是借着十字架，神将他高举。
But through the cross, God highly exalted him.
神将他的荣耀完全的显明在他的身上。
And so God the Father showed all of his glory through our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们进入荣耀唯一的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is our way into glory.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们要在我们身上叫神的心意得着满足。
So if we today want God's heart to be satisfied.
我们要在我们身上叫神得着荣耀。
If we want God to be glorified in us.
我们就是要在我们的生活当中来荣耀我们的神。
We must glorify God in our daily lives.
借着十字架。
Through the cross.
借着顺服。
Through submission.
借着叫基督在我们身上得以彰显。
Through Christ being manifested in us.
叫父神在我们身上心意得着完全的满足。
Then God's will can be satisfied and accomplished in us.
叫一切的荣耀都归给父神。
Then all glory will be given to the Father.
那我们在我们生活当中如何来荣耀我们的神呢？
So how do we glorify God in our lives?
这是一个非常大的课题。
This is a very large topic.
那早上我就简单的用两点和弟兄姐妹一起共勉。
So I just want to mutually encourage one another through two points.
第一就是在我们生活当中来彰显主耶稣基督的荣美。
First, we need to manifest the beauty of glory of God.
我们知道我们的生活乃是根据我们的生命。
We know that how we live is according to the life within.
今天如果我们活在天然亚当的生命里头。
If we are to live in the old Adam.
我们所活出来的就像我们还没有蒙恩得救以前的那样的生活一样。
Then we're going to live out the life as if before we were saved.
因为天然的生命就活出天然的生活。
Because natural life will live out a very natural life.
亚当的生命就活出亚当的生活。
Adam's life will live out Adam's living.
这也是为什么许多蒙恩基督徒我们在见证神的荣耀上面亏缺了神。
So that is why many of us who are saved, we fall short of the glory of God.
那是因为我们没有背十字架。我们没有让十字架来致使那亚当的旧生命。
Because we have not borne up our cross, we have not used the cross to deal with the Adam, with the life of Adam within us.
我们还容让那老亚当的生命在我们里头，在那里发表。
We still allow the life of Adam to manifest itself.
所以从老亚当所发表出来的生活，自然就是一个 像老亚当那样的一个情形。
So because we have Adam's life, we live out Adam's living.
但是如果我们在我们生活当中，我们还是活在基督的生命里头。
But if we live inside of Christ's life,
我们借着十字架，我们把这个老我摆在死的地位上。
Through the cross, we place our old self on the position of death.
就像保罗在加拉太书二章二十节那边所说的，如今活着不再是我。
Just like what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, it is no longer I who lives.
不再是我的旧老我。
It is no longer the old I who lives.
不再是那天然的老亚当生命。
It's no longer the natural old Adam.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ who lives in me.
这个十字架，我们老我与基督一同钉的十字架。
Through the cross, the old self, old me, is now dead upon the cross.
我们老我一切的想法，一切的情感，一切的理由。一同都钉在十字架上。
The old self, all reasons, excuses, and emotions, it's all dead upon the cross.
我们自己的荣耀、自己的羞辱、自己的一切，与基督一同钉在十字架上。
All of our own glory and shame, everything is with Christ upon the cross.
接着，自然的，基督就在我们里面给活出来。
Then naturally, Christ will live out from us.
当基督生命在我们身上活出来的时候
，As Christ is lived out from us,
那所彰显出来的。就是神的荣耀。
Then what is manifested is God's glory.
因为这个生命是一个降卑的生命。
Because this life is a very lowly life.
这生命是一个倚靠的生命。
It's a life of dependence.
这生命是一个顺服神的生命。
It is a life of obedience to God.
所以在我们身上，神就借着我们的生活得着荣耀。
So through our life, God may gain the glory.
所以感谢主，不仅将基督的生命赐在我们里面。
So we thank the Lord. Not only has He given us Christ's life within us.
让我们能够借着这个生命。能够来彰显出神的荣耀。
But through this life, now God can gain all the glory. His glory is manifested from us.
让我们看见这个生命在我们里头，它还要成长。
And we know that this life will continue to grow.
成长的原则是什么呢？
What is the principle of growth?
主耶稣说，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
The Lord says, if a grain of wheat does not, which falls to the ground, is only a grain.
若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
But if it dies, it will bear much fruit.
我们看见主告诉我们说，凡爱惜自己生命、自己魂生命的，就必失丧生命。
The Lord tells us, if anyone loves his own life, which is his soul life, he will lose it.
无论在我们的家庭生活中，在我们工作生活当中
，whether in our family life or in our careers，
甚至在我们聚会生活里头
，even in our church life，
许多时候，如果我们坚持我们的魂的生命
，if we insist upon our own soul life，
我们顾惜我们的情感
，and we are caring about our own
emotions， 我们坚持我们的意见
，we insist upon our own opinions，
我们在那里坚持我们的自己。
If we are insisting upon ourselves,
我们就要失丧生命。
Then we will lose life.
意思就是说，基督的生命就不能在我们身上成形。
Meaning Christ's life cannot be manifested from us.
基督生命在我们身上就不能越发的丰盛。
Then Christ's life will not be manifested even more from us.
主说，凡为我失丧生命的。
But Christ,
就必得着生命。
But he says, if anyone loses his life for me, he will gain life.
当我们愿意为主的缘故
，But for Christ, for His
为了神拯救我们心意的缘故
，For the sake of His will upon us,
为了主大爱的缘故
，And for also His great love,
我们愿意舍己
，If we are willing to deny ourselves,
我们愿意把我们自己摆在死的地位上
，If we are willing to place ourselves upon the position of death,
把我们的思想
，Our own thoughts,
我们的情感
，Our emotions,
我们的意志
，Our own will,
我们一同摆在死的地位上
，If we are willing to place that at the position of death。
我们愿意让基督在我们身上能够作王掌权
，and allow Christ to be king。
我们愿意让基督在我们身上能够成形
，and allow Christ to be manifested from us。
这样我们就必得着生命
，then we will gain life，
得着更丰盛的生命
，and gain more abundant life。
叫这样一个丰盛的生命能够从我们身上给彰显出来
，and then this abundant life will be shown from us。
而我们的生活就能够彰显出神的荣耀
，and our living will manifest God's glory。
这也是我们进入荣耀的那条道路。
This is also the path into glory。
更感谢主的是，神将圣灵赐给了我们。
We thank the Lord even more for giving us the Holy Spirit。
圣灵借着恩膏的教训，在凡事上来教导我们。
And through the anointing, He will teach us in all things。
他来量我们。
He will measure us。
在我们所言所行
，all that we say and do，
在我们的行事为人
，in how we live，
圣灵恩膏都在那里来测量我们。
The Holy Spirit through the anointing，
圣灵测量我们的标准是什么呢
？What is the standard of that？
只有一个标准
，only one standard。
像不像基督
？Is it like Christ？
是不是基督
？Is it Christ？
若是基督
，If it is Christ，
圣灵就把恩膏加在我们里头。
Then He will give us more of the anointing。
若是基督
，If it is Christ，
圣灵就把恩膏再涂抹在我们里头。
The Holy Spirit will anoint us more。
叫我们能够知道 这是基督在我们身上彰显出来。
So that we know this is Christ being manifested from us.
所以感谢主，借着圣灵的恩膏，神在凡事上来教导我们。
So we thank the Lord that through the Holy Spirit, the anointing teaches us in all things.
来帮助我们，叫我们能够活出基督。
To help us so that we can live out Christ.
叫神在我们身上得着荣耀。
So that God may gain the glory.
最后一件事情，也是我们感谢主早晨我们已经操练实行过的。
And lastly, this is something that we have already, practiced today.
就借着在饼杯的面前，我们以感恩颂赞为祭来献来荣耀神。
And that is through the bread and, before the bread and the cup, we have already given our thanksgiving praises and glory to God.
所以感谢主一周一周赐给我们主日擘饼的机会。
So we thank the Lord that week after week we have the opportunity to gather before His table.
弟兄姐妹，这是恩典的机会。
Brothers and sisters, this is the opportunity of grace.
或许我们在一周生活当中有许多的软弱和失败。
Perhaps we have many weaknesses and failures in our daily lives.
但感谢主，主的宝血是有功效的。
But we thank the Lord, His precious blood is effective.
因为主的宝血洗净了我们。
Because His blood has cleansed us.
让我们能够坦然无惧来到饼杯的面前。
So that we can boldly come before the table.
我们还能够来荣耀神。
And we can still give Him glory.
借着我们的感恩。
Through our praises.
借着我们的颂赞。
Our thanksgiving.
借着我们心灵和诚实的敬拜。
And through, worshipping Him in spirit and truth.
我们把荣耀归给神。
We can give our glory to God.
什么何等的宝贵，主把这饼杯赐给了我们。
How precious that God has given us the bread and the cup.
盼望我们蒙恩的人在饼杯的面前。
So we hope that all brothers and sisters,
我们都应该抓住这样的机会。
We would grab the opportunity.
这恩典的机会。
The opportunity of grace.
让我们能够借着感恩，借着颂赞，来荣耀我们的神。
Through thanksgiving and praises, we would give glory to God.
好不好？我们在最后，我们在刚刚那首诗歌，我们唱1353节。
Shall we sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5 in the hymn that we had sang before?